RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Minister of Tourism wins Best Asia Destination Marketing Award. Iran and Indonesia discuss counter-terrorism. Now the news in detail. Indonesia Minister of Tourism has won the National Tourism Organization Best Asia Destination Marketing Award. The award was decided on the basis of survey of the readers carried out by the Travel Weekly Asia magazine. The Ministry Deputy Assistant for Foreign Marketing Development for the ASEAN region, Rizky Handayani Mustafa, stated in a press release received on Monday that Travel Weekly Asia, one of the top tourism media houses in Asia, held its annual event, the Travel Weekly Asia Readers' Choice Awards, on October 17. He informed that Indonesia Ministry of Tourism won an award in the category of the Best Destination Marketing of National Tourism Organization, organized by the Travel Weekly Asia. The award will be given to Indonesia Minister of Tourism and a ceremony which will be held today in Mandarin Orchard Hotel, Shenzhen, Hantan, Singapore. Indonesia and Iran discussed the importance of international cooperation in addressing the problem of terrorism during a meeting between top officials in Jakarta on Monday. Kwati Pranantara, Ambassador of Iran to Indonesia, His Excellency Waliullah Muhammadi, said during the meeting with the Coordinating Political, Legal and Executive First Minister Wiranto that overall both sides exchange opinions on how to fight against terrorism and violent groups. The ambassador said the problem of terrorism, which poses a threat to the region and the world, should be handled jointly between countries. He strongly believes that the fight against terrorism needs cooperation and assistance among various countries. He also added that if anyone from any country joins a violent group, whether intentional or not, it is a cause for concern. Ambassador Valiola also pointed out that the meeting with Wiranto didn't include any specific plans about how to combat terrorism. Australian Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia Justin Lee traveled to Aceh Monday to meet with senior political and community leaders, alumni and academicians. He opened an Australian-Indonesian government partnership program to boost employment and the delivery of basic services such as health, education and legal identity. That statement was reported by Embassy of Australia to Indonesia through its official website. During his time in Bandar Aceh, he would meet with Governor Zaini Abdullah, Deputy Minister for National Development Planning and Head of Indonesia National Development Planning Agency Bappenas, Rahma Irianti, and Mayor Elisa Sahbaduddin Jamal. On Tuesday, Justin Lee opens the COMPA program in Bandar Aceh, joined Australian-Indonesian government initiative to empower communities to engage with provincial and subnational governments. COMPA will support the government of Aceh initiative to improve basic services in three districts, Berrien, Benar Meriah, and Aceh Barat. Bali is one of the most fascinating islands in Indonesia. With its exotic beauty and magnificent view, Bali becomes the best option to hold many international events. The General Assembly of Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, ABU, is one of the events that is held in Nusa Dua, Badung Regency, Bali, this year. Badung Regent Nyoman Giri Prasta has said recently that Badung is ready to welcome members of delegates of the ABU with its enhanced beauty. On separate occasion, Bali Chief Police Inspector General Sugeng Priyanto said that the Bali Police would be ready to support the Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union General Assembly, which will bring 600 participants from 90 countries. Meanwhile, Bali Governor Imade Mangkupastika has asked Radio Republik Indonesia as the host of the panel to show the best things of Bali to all members of delegates. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini has compared declaration at the United Nations Habitat Conference on Quito, Ecuador recently. As many as 40,000 U.S. delegates joined the panel with the theme of housing and city planning development. At the declaration, Risma said it was time for the UN members to take a full participation, including to engage women in getting the same rights in the leadership of regional government. She said that gender equality, first and foremost, is part of human rights and social justice. Women's chances to participate should not be limited. She abused that every woman shall obtain the rights to get a proper education, to express cultural activity as well as to actively participate in the economic and political sectors equal to men. She added that gender equality would result in a life's harmony since it is a foundation of sustainable development. Australian Pastoral and Batan Administration-owned enterprise Banten Global Development will jointly construct a gas fuel power plant, PLTG, with a capacity of 3x450 megawatt worth around 16.9 trillion rupiah. The PLGT will be built in integrated industrial area covering 770 hectares in the Paku Haji District, Tangerang, Sub-District Banten. President Director of Banten Global Development, BGD, Sudibyo said after signing a memorandum of understanding with the Australian Indonesian Business Council on Monday, October in Jakarta, the business study will be conducted by the company appointed ABC. The BGD will consult with the PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, for the proposed and the feasibility study, which will include commercial and legal aspects of the project development. He also pointed out that the ownership of the project would rest with the BGD, while the AIBC would coordinate with the Australian private investing companies. He added that the investor will be awarded a land and building title, HGB, for 40 years. In cooperation with Sunwood Pharmacia of South Korea, Indonesia state-owned pharmaceutical company PT Kimia Pharma will build the best factory for pharmaceutical raw material to meet the needs of medicine producers in the country. The construction of the pharmaceutical factory was inaugurated on Monday, October 10, by Health Minister Nila Muluk in the company of Kimia Pharma President Director Rusdi Rosman, Food and Drug Regulatory Agency Chief Penny Lukito, and House Commissioned 9th Chairman Dede Yusuf. Rosidi reminded that the factory located in the Lippo Industrial in Cikarang, West Java, will be built in stages on a 6-hectare plot of land and a cost around 132 billion rupiah. Indonesian state-owned energy company PT Pertamina has hailed as senior minister for proposing to invite Japan to participate in the East Natuna Block Gas Project in the province of Riau Islands. Pertamina, ExxonMobil and PTT Thailand had formed a consortium to develop the gas field in the border region. President Director Pertamina Dwi Sucipto said in Jakarta on Monday that it is a bid investment the consortium is still discussing. He views that the bid investment is needed and this will be good if a member of parties participate. The issue will be discussed by the consortium certainly. According to Minister for Maritime and Personhood Binsar Panjaitan has invited Japan to participate in the project to exploit the East Natuna Block in Riau Island province. Dwi also pointed out that the profit-sharing concept is a crucial point to discuss. He also added the important point is now the formula to share the profits so that the project's economic value can be realized. Culture is an important aspect that must be considered in effort to resolve the problems of the world. Chief of UNESCO Indonesia, Shabash Khan, during the World Cultural Forum, WCF 2016, taking place in Tabanan, Bali on Monday, said the cultural aspect has an important role to create peace in the world. He also said that intercultural dialogue can create in-depth understanding of public relations that can handle a wide range of social conflicts even worse in the world.
Our biggest problem in the world is non-inclusiveness and inequality and problem of interfaith harmony. So all these issues can be resolved if we try to understand each other's culture and create intercultural dialogue. If there would be better peace around the world, then we will be able to also find ways to have better livelihood for the people, give respect to their basic human rights.
Furthermore, Shahbaz Khan appreciated the Indonesian government's efforts to create peace in the country. He said that Indonesia can integrate elements of education and culture. Indonesia is also a country that can harmonize the existing diversity. He views that Indonesia is a good example for the world to resolve ongoing conflicts. He added that WCF 2016 also provides an opportunity for all participants who come from over the world to look at the cultural aspect in different ways. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on International Day for Eradication of Poverty. The International Day for Eradication of Poverty is celebrated every year on October the 17th worldwide. Although it was officially recognized by the United Nations in 1992, but the first celebration had taken place in Paris, France in 1987 when 100,000 people gathered in the Plaza of Human Rights and Freedoms in Trocadero to honor the victims of poverty, hunger, violence, and fear on the initiative of Joseph Wresinski, founder of the international movement ATD Fourth World. For Indonesia, based on World Factbook, the Central Bureau of Statistics, and the World Bank, in the world level, the decrease in the number of poor people is the fastest compared to other countries. Between 2005 and 2009, Indonesia was able to reach the average poverty reduction by 0.8% per year. Indonesia has been dealing with the problems of poverty reduction for a long time since the nation was hit by major national economic crisis in 1998, which resulted in increasing poverty. The Indonesian government then took steps and decided poverty reduction as one of its top priorities. However, since then, public has been presented with statistical dispute about the ups and downs of poverty. The success of the government in reducing poverty is not easily obtained, yet sometimes the reality says differently. There are portraits of poverty here and there. The government may claim there has been a decline in the poverty rate, but some people are dubious about this claim. Some even say that, on the contrary, poverty in Indonesia is still rising. Debating this issue is endless. Moreover, each side is claiming to have valid data with this regard. Indeed, the most important thing for all concerned is to synergize and take a real action in alleviating poverty, not just debating and exploiting the issue for sheer political purposes. Because it is no secret that many politicians are selling poverty just to gain the most votes. Well, that was commentary today on International Day for Eradication of Poverty. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello there, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with October the 18, 1912. Italy and the Emperor Ottoman of Turkey signed a peace treaty in Lausanne, Switzerland to end the Italian-Turkish War. Under this agreement, the Ottoman Libya must surrender the area under their control to Italy. A year earlier, Italy had begun to attack Libya. Initially, the Ottoman forces occupying Libya managed to win, but ultimately be subject to the forces of Italy, and Libya was occupied by Italy. Libyan nation then for years fought against the Italian occupation. After the political changes after the Second World War, Libya controlled by French and British. Finally, in 1951, Libya won its independence. Over now to October the 18, 1931, Thomas Edison passed away. Thomas Alva Edison died on October the 18, 1931. He is the inventor of electric and businessman who developed many important equipment. In 1870, Thomas Alva Edison, who lived in the United States, found a better telegraph machine. The machine can print messages on top of a long strip of paper. The money generated from the discovery was enough to establish his own company. In 1974, Edison moved to Menlo Park, New Jersey. There, he made a great scientific workshop and the first in the world. After that,
he did a lot of important discoveries. In 1977, Edison invented gramophone. In 1979, he discovered the electric light, then also find a projector for small films. In 1982, he installed electric lights in the streets and houses as far as 1 kilometer in the city of New York. This was the first time in the world to use electric lights on the streets. In 1890, Thomas Alva Edison founded the General Electric Company. Last is October 18, 1991. Azerbaijan declared independence from the Soviet Union. On September 20, 1989, Azerbaijan was among the first countries decided to immediately end the rule of the Soviet Union. In order to suppress the breakaway from the power of the Soviet Union, on January 20, 1990, with the approval of the Soviet leadership under Mikhail Gorbachev, Soviet army units were dispatched to Baku, Azerbaijan. Soviet army invasion resulted in hundreds of Azerbaijan people killed, immediately declared an emergency situation and continued until mid-1991. Tireless struggle continues by patriotic fighters of Azerbaijan until finally they declared the declaration of the Supreme Council of the Republic of Azerbaijan on August 31, 1991. On the restoration of independence of the Republic of Azerbaijan. The act establishing the independence of Republic Azerbaijan was officially announced on October 18, 1991. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today it's on Trade Expo Indonesia 2016 becomes the resurrection of Indonesian export. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. An international-scale trade fair, Trade Expo Indonesia 2016, held in Jakarta from October 12 until 16, was officially closed. For Indonesia, the fair has become a milestone in the Indonesian export revival amid the weakening national economy. It resulted in very satisfactory transaction, reaching nearly $1 billion US dollars, rose by 7.2% from 2015. Trade Expo Indonesia 2016 has become a turning point in the national export performance. Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita, when officially closing the Trade Expo Indonesia 2016 on Sunday, said he was proud with the satisfactory results. He revealed the Trade Expo was visited by more than 15,000 visitors from 125 countries. The minister said he was pleased with the buyers' enthusiasm, adding that many of them came from non-traditional countries such as Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia. The Indonesian exporters also diverse, ranging from the small and medium enterprises, private companies, state enterprises, and companies coordinated by local governments. The fact has made Indonesia quite optimistic that the diversification occurs not only in terms of buyer's market or country of origin, but also in terms of participant of the trade fair, which can certainly strengthen the capacity of national exports in the future. According to Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita, product diversification achievement could be seen from the 5 products of interest, namely furniture, electronics and electrical equipment, processed food, spices and essential oils. In addition, the buyers were also enthusiastic in getting premium coffee products. At the Trade Expo, Lightwood got a tremendous response, because the product, which is the most tempting in the European market, has not been much exposed to international market. Enggar Tias Tolukita asserted many foreign businessmen have also carried on their business by visiting a number of manufacturers. Buyers from Nigeria, Jordan, and Namibia, for example, have continued their journey to PT Pindad in Bandung for exploring the purchase of tanks and arms. Therefore, Trade Expo Indonesia 2016 transaction figures are believed to keep on increasing. On the other hand, he appreciates the achievements of Indonesian exporters who are capable of being professional, able to convince foreign buyers amid the global economic slowdown. It means Indonesian exporters are already able to produce products that suit the taste or interest of the market and highly competitive in prices, even when compared to similar products from China. Well, that was Focus on Trade Expo Indonesia 2016 Resurrection of Indonesian Export. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Your news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesia Minister of Tourism has won the National Tourism Organization Best Asia Destination Marketing Award. The award was decided on the basis of survey of the readers carried out by the Travel Weekly Asia magazine. Indonesia and Iran discussed the importance of international cooperation in addressing the problem of terrorism during a meeting between top officials in Jakarta on Monday. With the Pranantara Ambassador of Iran to Indonesia, His Excellency Waliullah Muhammadi, said during the meeting with coordinating political, legal and security first minister Wiranto that overall both sides exchange opinions on how to fight against terrorism and violence groups. Australian Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia Justin Lee traveled to Aceh on Monday to meet with senior political and community leaders, alumni and academicians. He opened an Australian-Indonesian government partnership program to boost employment and the delivery of basic services such as health, education and legal identity. Bali is one of the most fascinating islands in Indonesia. With its exotic beauty and magnificent view, Bali becomes the best option to hold many international events. The General Assembly of the Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union (ABU) is one of the events that is held in Nusa Dua, Badung Regency, Bali this year. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini has compared a declaration at the United Nations Habitat Conference on Quito, Ecuador recently. As many as 40,000 UN delegates joined the event with the theme of housing and city planning development. Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI, officiated training regional and research center on marine biodiversity and ecosystem health, TRRC Marbes, at the building of Oceanography Research Center of LIPI in Ancol, North Jakarta on Monday. Indonesia has rich marine resources that must be optimally preserved and explored for the interests of human beings. This was stated by Chairman of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI Iskandar Sukarnain, on the sidelines of officiating training regional and research center on marine biodiversity and ecosystem health, TRRC Barbes, at the building of Oceanography Research Center of LIPI in Ancol, North Jakarta, on Monday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It's a great pleasure that we meet you again in our program Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, the culinary arts, the fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, I will invite you to travel to the Central Java province in Indonesia. So stay with us at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Karanganyar is a regency in Central Java. On the topic of tourism, the district has a number of historic sites and unique natural phenomena, including the mountains, which function as a significant tourist attraction. The regency's tourism flagship is the Tawangmangu attraction up in the mountain. The Tawangmangu tourist area is located in the highlands near the summit of Mount Lawu, near the border of Central Java and East Java. For those of you who have traveled to Karanganyar and don't fancy a beautiful hike, no worries. On the same road to Tawangmangu, visitors can turn toward Ngargoyoso. In this district of Karanganyar, you can test your adrenaline with adventure on the river. Listener, Susur Sungai is carried from the Gadungan Hamlet, Girimulyo Village, in the Ngargoyoso sub-district. If you visit Solo, the village is within 5 kilometers of the junction speeding the road out of Solo to either Tawangmangu or Ngargoyoso. To reach the Ngargoyoso sub-district, the easiest route is through the streets of Solo Tawangmangu. If coming from Solo, you stay straight towards Mount Lawu. After passing both Solo and Karanganyar, follow the road to Tawangmangu and pass through Terminal Karang Pandan. Not far from the terminal, turn right towards Ngargoyoso. Arriving there, you must first register at administration, then choose the type of lazy river you want to try. This tourist area offers a lazy river by using the old truck tires. The shortest route is 800 meters and the longest route for the time being is 3 kilometers. In the future, there will be a route that measures 8 kilometers. The lazy river is in the Kenata River and tourists use old truck ties to float down it. The river is narrow and just wide enough for the old truck tires to pass through. You can sit on a tire and let the flow of the Senata River wash you away. Some assembled tires float down the river in a single group. Guides sit in the rear and the front of this group. Tourists as young as 4 years old float down the river. However, it is recommended that children be accompanied by an adult, especially if they wish to try the long route. If no adults are present, children are advised to try the short route. During the lazy river, you can also enjoy the natural beauty around you. Listeners, in addition to the lazy river, you can also try the flying fox in this tourist area. Or you can also stroll among the gardens of people and residents, looking among the purchased harvests. For those of you who are tired and hungry, you can relax and enjoy tempe mendoan at food stalls close to the other activities. While waiting for your tempe mendoan to finish frying, relax and drink some tea. The tea is priced at 5,000 rupiah per pot. One pot is enough to fill up to 8 glasses. Interestingly, the tea has the flavor of mint leaf because it is made from mint leaf. For activities on the fringe of the river, you have to pay around 100,000 to 150,000 rupiah. That was today's edition of Indonesia Wonder, where we focus on Susur Sungai Kali Senata. We will meet you again tomorrow with some more interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Rumah Baru Saya, or in English, My New House. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Rumah baru. Rumah baru. In English, new house. Taman kanak-kanak. taman kanak-kanak, kindergarten, sekolah dasar, elementary school, sekolah menengah atas, sekolah menengah atas, senior high school, kantor pos, post office, bank, bank, kantor polisi, police station, pemadam kebakaran, firefighters, sekitar, neighborhood, pasar tradisional, traditional market, mall, mall, besar, big, bioskop, cinema, tidak jauh, not far, pompa bensin, gas station, strategis, convenient or strategic, dua universitas, two universities, ternama, well known, jalan kaki, to walk, membeli, to buy, telepon genggam, mobile phone, pusat penjualan, trade center, pabrik, factory, pelabuhan, port or harbor, tidak bersih, unclean, panas, hot, pengap, suffocating, bahagia, happy. Next is a conversation on rumah baru saya, or in English, my new house. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Susan and Tuti at the office. Saya senang tinggal di sini, karena di sini fasilitasnya lengkap. Saya senang tinggal di sini, karena di sini fasilitasnya lengkap. In English, I like living here because the facilities are complete. Ada taman kanak-kanak, sekolah dasar sampai dengan sekolah menengah atas, kantor pos, bank, kantor polisi, dan juga pemadam kebakaran. Ada taman kanak-kanak, sekolah dasar sampai dengan sekolah menengah atas, kantor pos, bank, kantor polisi, dan juga pemadam kebakaran. In English, there is a kindergarten, elementary up to senior high schools, post office, bank, police station, and also firefighters. Di sekitar rumah kamu juga ada pasar tradisional dan mall besar, bukan? Di sekitar rumah kamu juga ada pasar tradisional dan mall besar, bukan? In English, in your neighborhood there are a traditional market and a big mall on there. Di sana juga ada bioskopnya. Di sana juga ada bioskopnya. And there is also a cinema. Bahkan tidak jauh dari tempat tinggal kamu juga ada pompa bensin. There is even a gas station nearby. Wah, daerah tempat tinggal kamu strategis sekali. Wow, you live in a very convenient area. Ya, bahkan rumahku juga tidak jauh dari dua universitas ternama. Ya, bahkan rumahku juga tidak jauh dari dua universitas ternama. Yes, my home is even not far from two well-known universities. Kalau kamu mau membeli telepon genggam juga mudah. If you want to buy a mobile phone, it will be easy too. Karena dekat dengan pusat penjualan telepon genggam, bukan? because it is close to the center of a mobile phone street, isn't it? Dahulu rumah saya tidak jauh dari pabrik dan pelabuhan. Dahulu rumah saya tidak jauh dari pabrik dan pelabuhan. My old home was not far from some factories and a port. Udaranya selain tidak bersih, panas dan saya merasa pengap. Udaranya selain tidak bersih, panas dan saya merasa pengap. The air was not only unclean but also hot and I often felt suffocated. Semoga di rumah baru ini kamu dan keluarga lebih sehat dan bahagia. Semoga di rumah baru ini kamu dan keluarga lebih sehat dan bahagia. May in this new house you and your family will be healthier and happier. Kalau ada waktu luang, datanglah ke rumah saya. Saya tunggu kedatangan kamu. Kalau ada waktu luang, datanglah ke tempat saya. Saya tunggu kedatangan kamu. If you have spare time, do come and visit me. I'm looking forward to your visit. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi. Until we meet again.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, and welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to both traditional and modern Indonesian music. In today's edition, we'll look at the case of Music Corner. At the present time, the tone we are featuring is dangdut. Let's listen to the song entitled Janji by Benigno. Happy listening. listeners, you just listen to the song Janji or Promise, sung by the dangdut singer Benigno. The song was composed by Elia Kadam and tells the story of a lover who broke his promise and did not love his spouse anymore. The song Janji is from Benigno's debut album and is one of the biggest hits the album has to offer. The song is not a new dangdut song either. Previously, many dangdut singers like A Rafiq, Rita Sugiarto, and Evie Tamala have sung and made the song popular. However, unlike the former singers of the song, Benigno's version sounds fresh and modern. At the beginning of the song, we hear the sounds of an electric guitar, which makes the song feel lumpy and like rock music. After the considerable success of his first album, Benigno released several more albums. His most recent album was released in 2014, entitled Lukisan Surga. This album has one huge hit, Lukisan Surga. Lukisan Surga tells the story of someone who loved his girlfriend, but his girlfriend unfortunately leaves him. In conjunction with the lyrics, the melody is also pretty mellow. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Lukisan Surga by Benigno. Happy listening.
Luka ini membuatku membuka hati untuk bercinta lagi. Engkaulah penawar di saat ku hancur. Engkaulah surgaku. Ku hanyut dalam arus cinta. Berguna merana.
Listener, there are other great songs on this album other than Lukisan Surga. For example, there is Khayal dan Harap. This song tells of a person who worries because he has yet to have a partner or get married. Although the lyrics of the song are sad, the musical arrangement sways listeners from side to side. Besides presenting new songs of the Lukisan Surga album, the singer, who began his career as a photo model, shows off some old dangdut songs rearranged to be more fresh and modern. One of these songs is entitled Liku Liku. The song was composed by Renold Panggabean and previously has been popularized by many dangdut singers such as Camelia Malik, Ratna Entika, and Eri Susan. Liku Liku song describes life as full of twists and turns. There are hard times and many times life is no fun. The musical arrangement is excellent, combining sense of pop, rock, and dangdut. To conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Khayal dan Harap and Liku Liku by Beninho. Happy listening and sampai jumpa lagi.
Voice of Indonesia. Let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing,
connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.